Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. It's that time again. Thinking caps on, little grey cells into gear, and take it away, Sam.
Well, welcome to Bob's Big Quiz. Well, Bob is back after his break last month, and he has tasked us with finding the answers to 10 questions about dear old Norfolk. So let's find out if you know your Attleborough from your Ayrshire or your Dereham from your Delia. Well, as usual, with the Norfolk quiz, there are 5 categories with 2 questions in each, and I will tell you the category and then the questions. And the answers will be given later in this edition, so good luck, explorers. Right, our first category is history. So question 1, what were the names of Norwich's 3 railway stations? And yes, I said 3 stations. And question 2 is, where did a family leave footprints on the beach more than 800,000 years ago? Right, our second category is on folklore. So question number 3, who is the patron saint of farm workers and where was he buried? And question 4 is, where in Norfolk did pilgrims travel in the hope of seeing a piece of the cross? Now our third category is on nature. Question 5 is a multiple choice question. So, what is the Snettisham Spectacular? Is it A hoard of Roman treasure, B pink-footed geese gathering on the sands and the lagoons of the shore, or C the Village Classical Music Festival, which is, by tradition, where royal children give their first public performance? And question number 6. In which Norfolk area, beginning with B, will you find heaths, pingos and flint mines? And category 4 is on the Broads. So question number 7. Where in the Broads will you find crockle bogs, Twiggles and Boggles, the mind boggles? And question number 8 is, where in the Broads will you find tigers and crocodiles? And our 5th and final category is places, with question number 9 being, where would a Shannock have been born? And our 10th and final question is, what did Burnham Sutton, Burnham Ulf and Burnham Westgate merge to become? Okay, there are some unusual names being mentioned there. You may want to play these questions again just to make sure you have all 10 questions spot on and correct. I mean, no matter how you do with the scores, it's a learning experience, isn't it? And we get to hear a bit about this fascinating county. Well, as usual, I'll be back later on to report the answers to you. So good luck. Bye.
Thank you, Sam. I don't know why I find these quizzes so difficult, particularly when they're all about Norfolk, and I've lived here for such a long time, 51 and a half years to be precise. Perhaps I should get out more.